Well, hello, hello. Welcome to Live Free and Ham, our live stream. I'm your host, Eric. My call sign's N1JUR. And I want to thank everybody for being on the live stream and those that are in the chat tonight. We got a lot to talk about tonight, guys. Got a huge, great cast here tonight. A bunch of my great friends all hanging out here, as well as co-host Todd. And the holiday cheers in full swing. But tonight, you know, if you haven't already kind of figured it out, we're going to dive into maybe talking a little bit about some of our favorite deals we might have had during Black Friday, or, you know, maybe we got wind of, you know, one of those special, you know, deals for the ham radio gear that we've been eyeing for and drooling over for a while. And we're going to share a little bit of those. But maybe, you know, you're looking for some of those gifts that are hopefully be under the tree this year. You know, if you're not one of the types that goes out and buys stuff all year for yourself. You know, we're going to share some of those and a bunch more tonight. So definitely grab your favorite beverage there and sit back and join in on the chat and love to hear. But before we go through our usual pleasantries, you know, we always like to catch up as part of our show, let our listeners know what's been going on and where the Live Free and Ham crew is going to be. Well, as always, you know, every month we have a live stream on our YouTube. We're, you know, in one right now. Our December show is going to be one you're not going to want to miss. We crested over that 100 subscriber mark, and so we're going to be doing a couple of giveaways. So with that, we're also probably going to be doing a little bit of a game night. We're not quite sure how the format's going to look, but, you know, we might maybe do a little FT8 off, you know, kind of a bingo night. But we're kind of working out those details, so, you know, pay attention to our website, pay attention to our, you know, live stream, and make sure if you haven't already, subscribe, like, and share this out, and come be part of that Christmas episode fun, and you know, maybe you can you know, win a couple of a great you know, giveaways too as well. So with that, we've got a bunch of other episodes that are queued up. So if you haven't headed over to our website to subscribe to our podcast, you definitely want to get, you know, into that as we are the number one podcast in your podcast feed. So, you know, make sure you're, you know, your long drives that you're in, that you're listening and being a part of that whole process. So love to get your feedback on that as well. But before, like we said, we dive into the festivities here, as we always like to do with every episode, let's do a quick introduction here. And, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, what's been the latest, you know, ham thing, or what's in your ham life today. So without further ado, we're going to kind of go around. I'll throw it over to Todd there. So Todd, go ahead and take the floor, do a little introductions, and, you know, what's been going on?
Same old, but I am going to Mississippi tomorrow. So I'm going to drive out to Louisiana, activate a park. First time in Louisiana, never been to the state. Don't know what to expect, but I'll be out there hopefully activating around 3:30 Eastern. And then after that, I'm going to head back to Mississippi and try to catch a park on the way back. And then maybe tomorrow, or what is it? Tomorrow, so Friday morning, another park in Mississippi before I head back, later on in the afternoon on Friday. No, so that's what I've got going on. Kind of excited. Got all my gear packed up, ready to go. Batteries charged. And I've never done, I'm trying to get as many states as I can when I'm traveling. So I was going to try to do Louisiana and Arkansas, but it'd be like a 500-mile driving day. And that's just for me.
At that point, you better charter a plane and just, you know, fly in on private.
I mean, it's definitely doable, but it's, yeah, it's just going to be too much. So. Yeah, I'll get the one state.
And you don't want to be an episode of Trains, Planes, and Automobiles anyway, so you that could end up in a bad situation. So cool on that one. Well, you know, if you haven't already, folks, you know, get Todd if you want to work a couple of those stations, work him in a couple of those states. You know, get him on your ham alert. Call sign W1STJ. I know I'll be keeping an eye out for them and hopefully working them on sideband. So looking forward to
I'm gonna try to start on 10 meters. So. We'll see how that goes. 10 meters has been good for me lately, so I think that's where I'm going to start. And if not, I'll probably jump over to 20 and go from there. But if I can activate it on 10 and it's good, that's where I'll stay.
Yep, it's a good band for us. I know that that's been your go-to band for sure. So cool. All right. Well, hey, without further ado, let's swing it over to Paul there. He's one of my buddies, but go ahead and take the reins there, Paul. And what's been going on with you in your ham life?
Well, Eric, thanks for having me. Paul, KF4 TPY, it's a kilo fishing for therapy. So I pulled out all kinds of stuff to show off tonight. But one of the things the other day, I wasn't really feeling well. I was kind of my back was acting up, and so I was trying to see what I had on my bench that I could mess around with, and I have this this little adapter for the DeWalt 20 volt batteries. And ooh. So I opened it up, and as you can see, I power pulled it. And so now I can connect DeWalt 20 volt batteries to my radio.
Very cool. Nice.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it didn't cost me anything. You know, it was all stuff that I had. So
now, is that like the cast form plastic, or is that 3D printed?
No. So this is something that came in a kit. It's got a little flashlight on the front, and it's got two USB ports on the side.
Oh, nice.
And so all I did was I opened it up, and I removed the barrel connector connection that was there for charging. And I used that hole to run my wire through. And then I liked it so much that I actually I ordered a second one and a buck converter. So that I could,
because N+1.
Yeah, two batteries is always better than one. So, I figured then I could have two 20 volt DeWalt batteries, side by side, running through the inverter, so that it's not overpowering the radio.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Cool. Well, before we head over to our one of our additional guests here, we're just going to say a little hello to a few folks in the chat there. I mean, hit up Ryan there. Good to see you in there, Ryan. We've got, obviously, there's one other.
Dean in there.
Yep, I got Dean in there. Yep, there we go. Dean, good to everyone. Good to see you guys in there. And glad you guys are part of the chat. Feel free to throw in, comments along the way and, be part of the fun and activity. But swing it over to Matt, thanks for coming along the show, Matt. You and I have kind of done some stuff with your antennas over on my channel, but I wanted to have you bring you on the Christmas episode, because I'm sure you're a lot like us and you're always looking for the next big piece of gear or, new ways to build, better and, sleeker things. So over to you. So what's been going on?
Doing good, and you've been keeping me busy, sir, with that nice review you done. So
thanks. No problem.
Couldn't buy too much, but I did grab myself a Yaesu FT5DR. Yeah, and there's a guy on QRZ that makes a custom battery pack, and I wanted to grab that because you could charge it via USB-C, but he's all sold out. Thanks to K6ARK's is it Adam's K6ARK or yep. K&M yep. He did K-Murders. A review on that. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
So
okay.
It's sold out fast. So that's what I've been
what
doing.
Happens,
and then you were just talking about in the private chat the winter field day. Well, the other thing I bought was a travel router so we can link two of our laptops, because we got a nice cabin that we're gonna be doing at, and we're going to hook up two of the Surface Go's, and this actually runs off of USB-C right there.
Oh, nice.
So we're still going to be, getting extra points for being off-grid.
Off-grid, yeah.
So it's good.
So, dude, that's awesome. I mean, that'd be my dream field day, winter field day scenario. I mean, most of mine have been like an Eskimo tent or, and again, I am a comfort guy. And as Paul can contest last year, I mean, he set the bar very high. His tent was a nice 70 degrees the whole entire time. So it made it very easy for shorts and t-shirt. So, overall, I'm okay with that. But a cabin, man, up in the middle of nowhere, low RF, dude, you got to take some pictures and let me know.
Yeah, we're right next to a lake too, so we'll just throw that grounding line right in there and woo.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you won my heart over, so hey, good deal on that.
Well,
cool.
look for the club on there, W3OI.
Awesome. We will definitely do that and make sure we work you for sure. Cool. All right. Well, hey, a lot of awesome stuff tonight. And I'm sure you guys, and I know Paul and a few others have come prepared with some of their Black Friday, deals that they've picked up or stuff that they've seen come across. So we're going to kind of keep the show a little light. And in a sense, if you brought stuff and or you've been drooling over a few things, the idea is just to kind of share it, pique the thoughts of a few folks. And we'd love to hear folks in the chat, what you might have picked up on Black Fridays to share. And at the same time, we're not talking about the Black Friday deals. Well, what might happen, maybe something might show up under the, you know, Christmas tree this year. You know, you're eyeing for, you know, maybe a new rig or, you know, a new antenna, an analyzer, you know, kind of talk a little bit about that. And then, you know, we'll kind of go from there. So, you know, so who wants to kind of pick it up? So, you know, what Black Fridays, we'll start there. So what Black Friday deals, you know, you've been eyeing, anybody, you know, pick up the golden Black Friday deal that they think, you know, they got a really good deal on.
All right. I think I got a good deal. It's hard to tell because I didn't know what it was before Black Friday. I got a new antenna arm. Just came in the mail today.
Very cool.
AverMedia live streamer arm. What I liked about it is I can kind of have it curve around. Instead of just going up and down, it can go sideways. And I can put it on the side of my desk and curve it around sideways. So this is the one that Ryan recommended. So it's normally like $175. At least that's what the website said. But Black Friday, it was $99. And I did the reviews and people were like, yeah, it's great arm, but it's kind of pricey. $175 is kind of high. So I was like, $99. Like, that's probably a good deal. So
nice.
I went and bought it. And the other thing I got was a new webcam because my webcam's terrible. So hopefully that comes by the next time we air. I'll be on like 4K.
Yeah.
Happy 4K.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You got something else too. I mean, you got a flex component there. I mean, you paid, you know, pretty probably
doesn't work. Deal, right?
Yeah, I know. You're working on it. Yeah, I can't let the cat out of the bag with that one.
I got this, and for some reason, I can't. It's sitting here and I play with it, but it doesn't work. I can't get my computer to recognize it. So I went online, I went on the Flex thing, I read all the articles, I did all the things it said to do, and it still doesn't do it. So I think this weekend, Eric's going to come over, bring his, see if my computer reads, and then if I do, I can tell Flex, hey, something's wrong with the product and not my computer. But
yeah. Well, so for those that know or don't know what that is, that's basically a Flex control knob. And really all that is it's like in the Flex world, everything's software based. And so, you know, you use your mouse wheel to, move up and down the VFO. But, you know, for those that like the old knob and, you know, being able to deal with the Flex control, that knob basically gives you that capability from a desktop perspective. So I literally have that like sitting right next to my, you know, Stream Deck. And, you know, anytime I don't want to spin a little mouse wheel of my finger, I can now just grab the VFO knob like I was on my DX10, just spinning up and down the dial. And, you know, it gives a great feel up and down. And it's got a couple of great, cool programmable buttons in there. So you can kind of use the, you know, functionality of the radio, you know, at a kind of a button press and whatnot. So it's pretty cool once we get it going.
It's a fidget spinner for Flex Radio.
Dude, that's exactly what they should do. But it's the fidget spinner of Flex Radios. Dude, I think you're on a marketing play. We're going to have to call Mike there and let him know.
Well, I just got to get it to work. I mean, I was so excited. I plugged it in and I'm like, hey, how do you download the drivers? And Eric's like, it should just read it. I'm like, yeah, it's not reading nothing.
Yep.
So I tried all the different USB ports on my computer, mixing things around, and it just, I don't know what I'm doing. So it doesn't work. If yours doesn't work, then it's obviously my computer. I'll have to call them and put a ticket. Maybe they know how to do it. But if not, it might be just the device itself. Who knows? Nice. But I'm looking forward to using it.
Very cool. Well, I guess for me, I didn't snag any Black Friday deals because most of the stuff I kind of purchased throughout the year. I'm like one of those guys, and it drives my wife nuts that, if I want something, usually most of the time I'll just go out and get it and, you know, I'll buy it throughout the year versus like waiting for a birthday or anniversary or, you know, Christmas type thing. But, you know, this year I didn't see, there were a ton of deals and my email inbox is cluttered to the brim with every other sale and every other deal. And even like for me, the one thing, I mean, obviously being a Flex owner, I was very much into wanting to, you know, maybe somehow see if I could mortgage the house a second time to, maybe get a PGXL or, you know, a tuner, but those prices are still, you know, way out of my price range, especially in that Christmas set. But they definitely came down. They had a couple of really good, you know, deals. So if you're in the market for, you know, the Flex and whatnot, I would say, jump on board and, might be able to still get a couple of good Christmas deals. I know they had Black Friday ones were really amazing, $200-$300 off in some cases with free shipping and, you know, whatever else. So that would be my Black Friday deal, but, nothing lackluster. I'm sure Paul or, you know, Matt, you guys got some other better ones that you could throw your way.
Take it away, Paul.
All right. Well, so
how much time we got?
Money is tight this year. But I will say that there's been a bunch of stuff on the Chameleon website that I've been watching for a while. I really, really like the quality. Thanks, Robert. I really like the quality of Chameleon products. So I took advantage of the 25% off. I got myself some high-vis winders. I also picked up their 17-foot whip because it's so much nicer than the MFJ. Like if you just look, I mean, it's so much better quality than the MFJ. And I've been eyeing it for a while. So with 25% off, I said, yeah, I'll drop a couple $100 on Chameleon. A couple of the other things that I picked up recently, this just went on sale. This is a nice solar, portable nice. Solar panel. It's small. Like when this is all folded up, it's small. It's only about maybe a foot by 10 inches and maybe 3.5 inches thick.
How many watts?
It's a full 100-watt panel.
Oh, wow. Hey, there you go, Todd. You know, we were just having this conversation earlier about solar panels, and Todd was like, what do I need? I'm like, well, he's your solar guy. Go talk to him.
Well, so, and if you remember, I had the Renogy briefcase panel last year at Field Day, and that's nice, but it is not ideal for POTA. And I wanted something that, you know, I could take a smaller battery, so I'm packing lighter, but, you know, I'm not going to run the battery down. I can throw the panel up and I can charge the panel as I'm operating and I can get, you know, twice the longevity out of it. So that's definitely really cool. I want to say, I think I paid $170 and it was just on sale for like $150.
And so is that an all cloth? Like, is that basically just all cloth? Like it's not rigid at all, right?
No, it's semi-rigid. So if you, here, I'll open it up, right? So as you can see, like it does have some flexibility to it.
But yeah, it's almost like a cloth kind of style. Okay. Oh, wow.
The panels themselves are fairly rigid.
Okay. But yeah, they're not like stiff as in like a full, like your Harbor Freight one or anything like those.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then for ports, it comes, there we go. It comes with
nice.
USB and a plug. And the plug has several different connections on it, one of which being an Anderson power pole. So there's no need to re-power pole it. You know, it comes already ready to go.
There's a question in the chat from Jeff. Is that with the charge controller or without?
It comes with the charge controller built right on. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dude, that's a deal for that much.
You just plug it into you just hook it up to the battery and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's the charge controller right there.
Wow. Dude, that's awesome.
That is a good POTA. That's awesome.
Yep. So it's called, called Nice Solar. And it's the 100-watt.
And what we'll do is for those folks that are in the chat and just watch the live stream after on Team Replay, we'll make sure the links are in the description below for some of this stuff so you can, you know, seek it out yourself and hopefully get some good deals.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Have you used it yet?
I did. Yeah, I used it out at Russell Abbott State Forest. And
it worked well.
Fantastic. It was putting out 21 volts. The whole entire time, and it was in the shade.
Wow. Nice. Dude, that's a good, that dude. Wow. Yeah. If I ever need to get into, you know, my battery, a lot of my POTA events are no more than like an hour or two. So by the time I get home, I'm just recharging the battery. Yeah. So
we're an hour POTA guy. Hour
Well, although you're going, you know, going to Mississippi, you might be a couple hours now. So, you know, you might bring your battery fast. Cool. So, yeah, those are two big steals there. You know, we'll kind of go around again. But, yeah, so, Matt, what you got?
Yeah,
I can't top that. That was good.
That's a nice solar panel. That's the winner.
Wait till you see this one.
Oh.
Well, what I got was I got the Yaesu FT5DR And I was researching a little bit on how to charge it. Let's see. I'm not sure how the phone will work. And they have, it's a little blurry.
Yeah, that weird connector. Yeah.
Yeah. It has like, what is it? 7.74. Let's see. It's, 4.0 by 1.7, but it goes to USB-C. It's a 12 volt connection. So we can actually charge it on the side here with the barrel connector once I open it up. And I just ordered that, and it should be coming in soon. So I'm going to try it with a battery pack and say, can I charge this on the road or, you know, hiking in the woods for a day or two and see how it works. So I'm really stoked to try that out. So got that radio. I just programmed it not too long ago, like literally an hour before here. So I haven't got a chance really to use it. So let you guys know how well it works. And then I got myself a Digi rig.
Yeah.
I even labeled it for my TX500, which is the LabFi 99. So got one of those. So that's going to go in the go bag. So that's pretty much my haul for the for Black Friday. And they're both great deals on both of those. You know, HRO had a great deal on the ASU.
So with the battery pack and the five, are you running the special belt clip? Will that actually work with their special belt clip that they include or no?
This is just the stock one, so this belt clip will work. But the other one that I see that I want to buy that's unfortunately out of stock, it will work with a belt clip.
Oh, nice. So okay, so you'll be able to still use it. I wish that that's the one thing with the three that I really wish somebody would just 3D print in a better way, but I'm sure there's some complications, the reason why it hasn't come out. But, you know, that was always the drawback with the clip on the three. Like, you know, I've literally broken two clips already just because I keep leaving it on the hip. And I'm the guy that I never put my cell phone on my hip because I can go through a door frame and, you know, break the display consistently. So
I have like a strap on a pouch. I just throw it over my, you know, shoulder.
Oh, just that's a good idea.
I got it like on, I think I got it like on Amazon or something like $10.
Oh, nice.
But it fits right in there. And then it's like, you know, you can tie it to something or just leave it over your shoulder and you don't have to worry about the clip.
Cool. Very cool. So, Grant's asking, maybe elaborate, Grant, but you're talking about the, which money you're referring to is in terms of, the FT5 or, or the battery there. So leave that in the chat there. So cool. All right. Well, it's awesome. So the DigiRig though, you haven't played with the 599 with it yet, or have you?
I have not. I've used it on the radios and worked great. Like I mainly use it for the 891, which I used to always go out with. And that was like carrying a big brick behind you. And now I'm running a lot more efficient and lighter weight radios.
Well, I don't know. The 599 is just a thinner, longer brick. It is a little lighter.
That heavy.
Well, you know, you're paying the price of wattage, but you know, hey, that's just kind of the trade-off. So, yeah, very cool. So, nice job on the DigiRig. I'm a big DigiRig follower, and I know Todd's got one. I know Paul's definitely got one too as well. And
I don't have one yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
Ryan does.
My mistake. If Ryan's actually, I don't see him in the chat, but I have to apologize. I always keep forgetting when he's flying that, you know, he is part of this crew, you know, and he is part of the, you know, everything. So he is missed. So hopefully we'll see him soon and he'll be back to a normal schedule. But
doesn't he have something for you?
It was a kind of a long story short. He had bought a bio and a battery and he didn't buy the charger. The charger didn't come in. And so I had like two of them for my bio and batteries because I'm, you know, one of those people that's impatient and I can't wait for one battery to charge over the other. So just bought two chargers. And with that, you know, he's like, oh, can I borrow one? And I, you know, I totally forgot that he had had it for a while. And then he just, you know, said, hey, I bought you one. And I'm like, what'd you buy me one for? And just give me one back. And he's like, oh, I had it tucked away somewhere. I, you know, I'm not going to take it out. I'm like, okay, fine. Left it as is. And so, yeah, I got a free BioEnergy charger. And, you know,
well, he hinted to me, he's like, you know, like buy him some four pack of some whatever beer it is. It
sounds
the
spyglass.
Yeah, the spyglass. It sounds like he'll come over and help me do something. I got so many projects to do. I'm like, when am I going to get these done?
You know, that actually might, you got a bunch of grinder rod. I mean, you got so many projects.
I already owe him like a case of spyglass or whatever he wants, at least, if not two.
Yeah, you might want to get him just a keg and solve that problem altogether. But, you know, cool. So, all right, cool. So anybody else want to throw? I mean, Paul, you got a bunch more. So, you know, keep the tap flowing there and, you know, we can keep going around. I've got one, but it's not really a bet, you know, a a Black Friday deal, but go ahead, Paul, since you've got, you obviously, netted the most out of this. So, keep going.
Well, all right. So like you, I don't typically wait for Black Friday, right? I watch. And when things go on sale, then I grab them. One of the issues that I've been having with POTA is my laptop does not maintain a charge. So I can't take the laptop out in the field unless I've got mains power. So that leaves my my Kindle Fire tablet as my hammer's logger. And it was getting to be a pain, touching the screen all the time. And so I found this this Proto Arc Bluetooth keyboard. And so there it is. It's very small.
Ultra thin.
It's very thin. It's very compact. But then you open it up, and it's got the trackpad, which connects to the tablet, so you can use it like a mouse. And then you've got the full keyboard. So this is dramatically made logging easier for me. And it was only $30-something. I think they're $40 right now on Amazon.
That's a good deal.
But well worth it. Well worth it. All day. It takes up hardly any space. It comes in a nice little case. And it comes with a little kickstand for your phone or whatever you're using to log on. The tablet that I use, the case, holds the tablet upright, so I don't need the little stand. But yeah, that's definitely an awesome find that I've picked up.
Now, do you put stuff in like an Amazon? Like I have a ham radio Amazon list of things that I want, and Amazon will tell you like when it's been the lowest price in 30 days. I'll get an alert like something in my list is the lowest it's been in 6 months or whatever.
And you blame me for making you buy all this ham radio gear. You're doing it to yourself.
Well, it's like a wish list. It's like, oh, I really want that, but I don't need it now. I got a bunch of solar panels in there. Now, he's got the, what is it called?
Nice solar.
Well, that thing is like,
then I want the official title of your fairy godmother. If I'm granting wishes every time I tell you to go buy the right gear.
my list keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's like, wow. And then something else comes up. I find something better, then I delete what I was like, oh, I'm going to get this one instead. But I find that this Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal, those are when the prices drop the most. And then they kind of scam you. Like they say, oh, great deal, Cyber Week, but it's not as low as it is on Friday or Monday. Like that whole weekend is when I've noticed everything is like bigger discounts. But on the other hand, some of the stuff is just a scam. It's like it says, oh, it's 20% off, but it's been the same price like all year.
Right.
Yeah. You definitely got to watch that stuff. What I tend to do is, stuff that I'm looking at, but I'm not going to buy in the immediate future, I put in a list. Anything that I'm thinking of buying in the immediate future, I add to the cart, and then I go into my cart and I save it for later. That way, every time I go into my cart, it tells me the price changes.
Ah, very cool. There you go. Tip on professional tip right there, my friend.
There you go.
there's a better way to actually track prices and everything on Amazon. It's called camelcamelcamel.com, and it's like a stock chart, and it shows you the lowest price for 3P sellers like non-Amazon or even Amazon. And you can also create a free account and put products in there and have a price alert. So let's say I'm looking at the ProtoArc, which I put up on my screen over here, because that's a really cool keyboard, USB-C, I saw. And it's right now $39.99. And they say, 33% less than what their retail is. But I'll put one in for like maybe $25 or $30 mark. And then it'll email me or even text me. It can even text me that price drops. So if someone does a price mistake like Amazon, which, they have all the little AI bots, most likely not going to happen. But I can jump on there and do that. And that's what's great about camelcamelcamel.com. I love that, just for looking for Amazon items.
Just threw a link in the description there. So, those that just new to me. So, dude, I'm going to have to head over there after this and start really using that to my advantage.
The other thing, too, if you ever go to a store, like I hate going to Wally World, but sometimes you have to be there. And if you get something, I always check it on Amazon. And if it's cheaper, they'll discount it. They'll match the price. So
nice.
It's sometimes like, oh, I could get this for $10 cheaper on Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow.
It'll be here by midnight. Come on.
It'll be here before I get out of this line.
Yeah, right.
Very cool. All right, well, I've got one here that I totally forgot that I ended up getting before Black Friday, although I am, jealous because two things. It's the second best coax, I think, in my mind. Obviously, I'm a very much a coax snob, a little bit, sort of like K-Murder. But I ended up picking up ABR's it's RG8X. So basically, they're ultralight. I mean, you can't see it with the back here, if I could put it against my chest here. So I got a 50 feet of this with the basically the
integrated choke.
Yeah, thank you. There we go. And I got it with their shield. Although... Messi and Poloni, well, you pay more for their 7, but the 7's thinner than this, and they actually have the whole entire jacket actually in the color versus actually having a sheath on it. Now, both the great coaxes, but, from a standpoint of having, this orange in Messi and Poloni in my bag, I'm all over that. So, that'll be eventually hopefully under the tree item, but that was kind of a little bit before Black Friday because I couldn't wait because I was, trying to put my beach, bag together, and I was trying to put a review to, go over that on my channel. But, all in all, it's a great piece of coax. I'm pretty happy with it.
Nice.
So cool. All right. Well, who's got another one? Throw it up.
Paul's digging.
All right. So, not.
He's like Santa. He's got like a whole bag. Let me see what I got. I know.
Did you change your background to the sleigh?
Now, yeah. Don't take any offense to this, Matt, but my latest and greatest POTA antenna is the X-tenna.
Ooh, okay. That's nice.
And so I got beefy antenna. I got 15 feet of RG316 with BNCs. From Chameleon with the built-in choke, mm-hmm. And with the bongo tie, it keeps it all nice and neat. It takes hardly any space.
Bongo ties are awesome.
And the X-Tenna is $65.
That's a selector on there.
It does, yeah. And that selector, it comes in handy. Mainly, what I've noticed is.
Oh, so wait a minute. That's the antenna that flips from the 9-to-1 to 49-to-1?
Yeah, well, so it's got three different options.
Yep. Oh, wow. And okay.
Yeah, so you can go 49. I can't even see it. It's all covered up. But it's 49, 50-something, and 64, I think.
Yeah, all N-fed half-waves, like a 56-to-1, I think, and then a 64-to-1.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and so where that really comes in handy is when I trimmed the antenna line, I did it with the feed point about 15 feet off the ground. And if the feed point changes, it changes the antenna resonance. Mm-hmm. And so it's real easy. You just flip the switch, you double check it, you're back in good where you should be, connected to the radio, and you're off.
Wow. Nice. That's a pretty good deal. Would you get it like a good deal on that, a Black Friday deal, or just something you ordered a little earlier and just came?
I've been watching it. I bought it off of Etsy. It was $65, and I think I had it within a week.
Very cool. Nice. Very cool. That can't beat.
I really like the wire, but go ahead.
So I don't know if this counts as a Black Friday, but it's close enough. But I got one of those Reliance bug out minis right here. Looking forward to using this on my POTA activation.
On a good suggestion from I don't know who. So
yeah, I don't know who. There's some guy, and he's like, "Yeah, you should buy this."
Who makes it? I don't know.
Yeah, who makes it? So I grabbed one of them at a good price. But my
what was that good price?
I don't know what it was.
Share with
what
us.
What was it? There was some kind of a deal. It was on. What were you, Matt? What were you? Were you on with us and there was a deal?
It might have been. Yeah.
Or you're on somewhere. I don't know. I saw like something like put a code in.
Oh, yeah. The N1JUR. Some ham. Guys,
oh, yeah. That's what I don't know how you can remember my call there. Yeah, yeah.
It was Eric. That's right. I was watching it on Eric's thing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get one of those things. And then what I ended up getting is because I need a beam for this. And I got this on sale, the Soda Beams Carbon 6. This thing is pretty sweet. This was recommended by Eric.
As always, yes.
And look at how tiny it is. What does it go, like 19 feet? It's huge.
Yeah, it's about 7 meters, so it's just shy of that. But yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome, and it's I mean, this is perfect for POTA. I mean, look at that.
Now,
it's right in the bag.
Todd, how long is that fully collapsed?
Not even.
This is fully collapsed.
15 inches. What? It's like less than 50. Inches. It's about 15, 16 inches.
Okay.
Width of my shoulders.
So, because I was debating, I really wanted that.
Don't flex there, Todd.
No, I really wanted that. Yeah. But the price was more than getting a Tenkara Japanese fly rod.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's what I ended up getting was the Tenkara Japanese fly rod. And it's 27 feet fully extended.
Okay. So yeah, you got a little bit more on yours, yeah, for sure.
There's a fly rod that's 27 feet.
Oh yeah.
I know, right? Where are you fishing with that thing?
Do you fly fish? Because I want to see you use that.
Well, so my primary fly rod actually is hanging above my head, and it's a 10-footer. So
that's a little bit different than 27 feet.
Yeah, that's intense. I mean, they do things different in Japan.
You got to compensate somewhere, I guess. But,
yeah, right.
You know, but it doesn't have guides on it like a regular fly rod. You know, it's just you just tie the line to the end. It's weird, but it works great for ham. You know.
Yeah, that was I think I can't remember where I saw similar to that one, but yeah, that was one versus the Carbon 6, and I the Carbon 6 deal actually kind of worked out good for me because that's where I ended up picking it up. And I think that's Todd had actually pinged me and was like, oh, where'd you get your Carbon 6 or where'd you get your mass? And I was like, oh, just go over to Soda Beams. And every, you know, guy's a soda guy, you know, that's the go-to antenna. Now, the only problem with it though is that, you know, it is a very flimsy, and like when you get up to the very far point, it's a very thin antenna, when you know, or mast, I should say, not antenna. So if you don't have it guide really well, you know, you the thing will fall over or get pulled or whatever. And so, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you got to kind of come up with a better solution. So if anybody's got a good solution, either 3D printed or, so, you know, some commercial version for building a, you know, a mast mount or a stake mount or, you know, something like that for the bottom of that Carbon 6, you know, put it in the chat or, you know, let me know, because I've been trying to find one and I can't find one that, you know, looks good enough that, you know, can give it some, you know, easy drop in, but girth. But, you know, once you, if you can get that thing wedged in, you know, a tree really well, it'll do well. But, you know, on its own, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty flimsy.
Well, so here's the thing though, Eric, right? Because that Tenkara setup, right, is super, super thin and flimsy at the top as well. And it just wants to fold right over if you put some tension on it. But what I've done is with my invisible line. Yeah, you see that?
It's invisible, all right.
It's invisible.
See, that's the line you got to get, Matt. That's the next set of lines.
Like that. That's awesome.
None of this polystealth stuff. That's where you're
No, that's it. The invisible.
Invisible line. So it's high-vis green. it shows up invisible on the camera. But what I do is I just do a little loop, and I wrap the loop and go around the top of the rod and then guy it, and that's nice and easy. You know, I've seen people use, you know, zip ties and whatnot, and I don't know. I think that's just a waste of zip ties. Like just have a loop on the end of your 550 cord and throw you know, a couple guy lines on before you put your antenna, and you're good.
If you can figure out if Matt can divulge where he gets the, you know, these carabiners, these things have like phenomenal little like holes in there. And so if you've got that mast, you can just slide it over the top of that. I can't claim to that. This is a K Murderer kind of the deal. So
oh, no, those are on Amazon.
Yeah, you can get those. I have a whole bunch of those too.
I just bought a whole bunch of those.
Yeah, I just slide mine right over the Carbon 6 at the very highest point, and it, you know, it holds it well there, and it works great. And so, you know, I was like, oh, cool. I don't know if they're drilling a hole or whatever, and it just works, you know, right out of the bag. So all good stuff. But yeah, cool. Yeah, so you have to do a little bit of a follow-through on, you know, what you – have you used the Takata yet or no? You just picked it up.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's what I use with my Xtenna. Because I can take that little carabiner and I drill the hole in the center, and so I can put the center of the mast through the center of the carabiner, and run it like an inverted V, right? Where the antenna line goes through one side of the carabiner and down the other side. Or I just use the carabiner on the end, like that there.
Yep, right.
Right? And then I just clip the carabiner to my ground stake and run it like a sloper.
That'll work too.
That's true. Nice. Man.
He's all over it, man. He's all over it. That's why I go to him.
it's all experimenting and, you know, just having fun figuring out what works and what works best.
That's totally it, man. Yeah. Anybody else has any different, come see me. I'll straighten you out. Cool. All right. So any other, before we kind of dive into what's on the Christmas tree, you know, any other kind of Black Fridays or pre-Black Friday deals?
I got one more. I totally forgot. Okay. You guys doing Winter Field Day up there?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, big Winter Field Day, guys.
Well, I got these from, was it Dan K9DP? Let's see if I got them. These are broadcast interference filters, BCIs. Oh, nice. And one is, they're not labeled, but the color differential. So I took a Sharpie and put 40 meters on one and 20 meters on the other. So since we're running at least two rigs up at the cabin or down at the cabin because we're going south.
Those are filters.
Real nice. Okay. And then if you guys those are these are traps, actually, not the broadcast interference. Okay. I got the broadcast BCI filters right here, actually. And this is if you're running like the Zigu. And I just actually made this. I gotta toss it up on my channel. So I put this baby together.
Okay.
And that's the QRP.
Is that the AM filter to fix the latest bug or whatever? Yeah, okay.
Correct. Yep. So that's
cool. To put that up in your link. Actually, I know a guy who is very much interested. It's funny you mentioned that because I had gone to our breakfast at for our club this morning, and I was just mentioning it to him, and he's like, "Yeah, I just upgraded, you know, my Shegu G90 to the latest firmware, and I tried to apply the drop-in board or whatever it was."
Oh yeah.
And it, you know, he said, "Yeah, it didn't fix the problem," and he's literally like, you know, pretty close to an AM, you know, broadcast station. So, you know, yeah, that solves his problem. He might actually like it if he hasn't already picked it up, but we'll have to do that. But cool. All right. The links there in the chat there, if you're interested in that. Very cool. So those other two, those are actually just bandpass filters or what?
Yeah, bandpass filters. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they are. Cool. So I grab, these are already pre-made. He makes them. And the only difference is, you know, if I handed the bag to someone, they're not going to know which one it is based on color and they might forget. So I just threw a little Sharpie on the back. So when we're at
the max power for those 100 watts or less, or 50? Or
he says, test it up to 20 watts on with both, well, all three, SSB, CW, and digital FT8.
Very cool.
But we can't do FT8 during field day.
Yeah, I know. We could do a whole entire episode on why and, you know, discuss the merits, and I won't get into it. So. So so all right, cool. So I got one last thing. I, you know, maybe alluded to it, I think, on my live stream before, but, you know, it's not so much a Black Friday deal, but I got to bring it up because I love it. You know, so I'll dig here. I as sort of my beach kit, and again, this is going to be a problem since I should just, you know, realize I should just pop to another camera. I bought a 5.11 bag, and so I bought the 8-quart 5.11 portable 5.11 bag for my beach kit. I love this bag. If you're ever looking for just something that's like simple and easy, and the reason why I bought it was primarily I'm building a beach kind of go bag. My wife loves to go to the beach. My daughter's a big beach goer. I can't stand being at the beach for 4 hours straight. I need to do something. And so, hey, I'm going to be doing either beaches on the air or just working CW or FT8. So I coupled with that, you know, built out some of my kit here, and, you know, some of them I've alluded in some other episodes to it, but I ended up finally getting my FX4CR. So let me bring that out to the ground. I love this little rig. Great 20 watts, full FT8, over Bluetooth. I mean, the list goes on and on by BG2FX. If you ever get a chance to get on one of his deals when he launches, you know, make sure you're signed up for that, because when you lay down the $500, it's well worth, you know, for a, you know, basically a 20 watt or less QRP, you know, what I call a QRP style radio. And it's built like a tank. And it's, you know, just a phenomenal little radio. So
that's only $500.
That's going to definitely be one of my, Yeah, $500. I mean, it's $100 less than a 100-watt, you know, 891, or just about shy of that. So, you know, I can't complain on it.
It's pretty cool. It's got a waterfall built into it. It's pretty awesome. A
waterfall.
Yeah. It really is, and how tiny it is.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching the True SDX. So I know you've got both, right, Eric? So how do they compare? I mean, obviously, it's 10 watts more.
I can't say I have the True SDX kit. I gave it to one of my buddies who, you know, I had the high aspirations, and I know Apes in the chat there, and, you know, he probably would laugh at me because I had the soldering iron, everything else set up, ready to solder the damn kit together. It just sat there and sat there and sat there. And I finally said to Tim, who's been on our show, KC1QDK, I said, hey, dude, you're looking for a project here. Here's my True SDX. You build it. Show me up, you know, show me how to build this the right way. And he built it all out, you know, did a phenomenal job putting it together, worked it all out. He hasn't field tested it fully yet, but, you know, I'm hoping to kind of see something.
So he says he hasn't field tested it.
True. Yeah. Okay. He will. I mean, guarantee you, I'm sure he's going to be
probably
out there.
Been using it like every day and just not telling you. Doesn't he have your DX10 too?
Yeah, very much.
Got all your radios.
He's close. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I got to have somebody do field tests. Hopefully I'll have him do he's like kind of my consumer reports for me, but so yeah, all in all, he built it, you know, he's, you know, almost gotten to the point where I think he's done like at least one or two CW contacts on it, so, you know, he's pretty happy with it, and I'm glad that, you know, it's getting used, because I, you know, I'll admit it, I'm an appliance operator, you know. Everyone say I'm an appliance operator. Either way, so that, I mean, that's my, you know, my impetus to why I bought the, you know, the FX4CR, because literally it was exactly everything I wanted, and it was like, hey, I get it, and I can operate and go after it. So, you know, I will eventually get down that road when I get a little older, but, you know, hey, that's another time, another story. So anyway, so, all right. Well, hey, so, you know, let's keep plugging around here just to kind of wrap it up. So, all right, Christmas is obviously coming up, and, you know, everyone's doing their Christmas episodes and talking a little bit around, you know, those things and the latest buzzes on, you know, radios that are out there, like, you know, the FT710, you know, field radio, so forth and so on. Anybody got, you know, anything like that, or, you know, want to see something under the tree going forward and, you know, for Christmas this year, or they're just eyeing or drooling over that one thing?
Oh,
so, I pretty much buy my own Christmas gifts.
Don't we all?
Right.
If you're a man, yeah, and married.
I just gave my wife a box. I said, she goes, what's this? I said, oh, this is all the stuff you're getting me for Christmas. I said, you can wrap it and throw it under the tree.
You can wrap it.
She does the same thing. Well, what was bad is she's been wanting a pizza oven, right? Super forever. And we got for my birthday, she got me a Solo stove, and that thing is awesome. I don't know if you guys don't have one, you got to get a Solo stove. That thing is just worth every penny. It's so
awesome. Have to get the deflector.
Yeah, I do. I got the deflector, and I think it works. It's a dream. Like, I can have fires on my deck, wherever I want to go, and bring it out to my driveway. I can throw it in the Jeep, bring it out. It's just awesome.
An official staple of field day, summer field day for us. I know. Yeah, so.
Right. they make a gas pizza oven. Right now, I don't know if you guys looked in the pizza ovens, but some of them are like ridiculous. They're like thousands of dollars. Well, this thing was like on sale, another Black Friday deal. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to surprise her and get her the pizza oven. So what does Solo Stove do? They deliver it with a big picture on the box. And she goes, oh my God, that's awesome. That's the best gift ever. I'm like, supposed to be for Christmas.
Send it back.
Yeah. I'm like, that's it. It's going back. But yeah.
What you do is you take the pizza oven out of the box, and then you basically say, if she misbehaves, you just toss it out on the side of the road and let somebody run it over. Just to show her it's pretty good too.
But you know, like everything comes like in a brown, this thing, it was the thing was in the box, but the brown box had like a black drawing on it. And it said Solo Stove Pizza Oven.
Giving it away, right?
And I was like, come on. Like, don't you guys know it's like Christmas? Like, Drop this shit in the front of the driveway.
Give me a call. Okay. Throw the box in the road, and I'll run it over really hard.
Yeah. Right. Just back it over. All right. So, you gave her a box of stuff. What consisted of the ham radio gear in it that you were?
No, there's nothing ham radio.
Oh, nothing ham radio.
It was just stupid stuff. Like, okay. The ham radio stuff. I get the ham radio stuff, and I just put it in. Like, you know, she goes, "Oh, what is this?" I'm like, "Oh, this is the arm for my shack, you know, for my microphone." And oh, that's the speaker. This new streaming stuff, it's all new to me, so I didn't have anything. So I've been slowly learning about what to buy and stuff. Yeah, and amassing stuff and getting it to work. And you know, I watch a lot of YouTube, and so that's what I've been doing. So that's been really what I've been focusing on, because I really want to get my shack set up where I can, I got a stream deck, trying to learn that, which I'll tell you, if someone out there knows of a stream deck video for idiots or for dummies, I need that one. Because I see, like, oh, let me tell you, and these guys go through, and I have no idea what they're talking about. And they're pulling files, they're making different things, and I'm like, what? I'm like, no. I'm like, I got to stop it, go back. I just want to know how to do the basics. And I'm kind of getting it, but.
I think Bill's saying that you need a Amazon for Dummies book as well, you know, because there's a box that says this contains a gift.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, normally, so I have like an account, like I have, you know, like how you can have ship to. So I'll normally put like my name and then Christmas after it. And then that way everyone knows, don't open that because it's a Christmas gift, right?
Okay. Nice.
But my kids, you know, they jump all over. What's in the box? What's in the box? Is that for me? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, yeah. My kid had a field day today because Amazon dropped like 20 different packages. And he's like, oh, what are all these? I'm like, it's for all Christmas. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, my indicators, I just know Christmas is happening and, you know, things are getting ordered by my wife by the stacks of boxes that show up on the front step. I mean, at least, we're not waiting to the last minute, which is always my pet peeve.
So you say that, Eric. So I watched a video on YouTube about Amazon and their future and their robots and people, and that their goal is to be able to have things delivered within hours. So that means you can order your Christmas gift on Christmas Eve, and by Christmas morning, it'll all be there.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, which I can only, literally, you can play till like the very last minute.
Because I'm a huge procrastinator. I mean, my wife hates me for that. And I'd be like, oh, Christmas. Oh, I have to get you stocking stuffers.
I always forget stocking stuffers for the wife.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the last minute thing, man. It's like, fine, please. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to throw deodorant in there. Awesome. And candy.
Yeah, some Burt's Bees chapstick,
Offside of ham radio, this is the time of year to buy tools at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's. Like, they have ridiculous deals on, like, hand tools. Like, stuff like 10 wrenches for, like, $14.99. Where, you know, normally one wrench is $14.99. And it's some good stuff. Like, I was at Lowe's the other day, and I couldn't believe, like, they had just rows and rows of unbelievable deals. So I was picking up some wrenches and stuff for what I always don't have in my toolbox. So I've been creating a toolbox, or actually a wrap, a tool wrap kind of thing that I'm leaving in my Jeep that has all the possible tools I could possibly need. Because every time I come over, Eric and I were switching a tire or putting a tire mount on, and I couldn't find.
Sorry.
if it's in my Jeep, no one's touching it. It's always going to be there. So
Todd
started.
In your Jeep, then you should also have a DeWalt half inch impact gun.
Yep.
Because let me tell you,
I didn't take that out, but yeah, I have one of my.
I keep a half inch DeWalt cordless impact gun under the passenger seat of my truck, with a half inch socket set. And the number of times where, like, I've been somewhere and somebody's like, oh, I'm trying to change my tire and I can't get the lug nuts off. Oh, all right. Well, let me just get my socket set and my half inch impact gun. I'll just blast that off for you real quick.
Make that pretty quick for you.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I totally agree. Yeah,
well, Eric and I had to, I got bigger tires on my Jeep. So I had to buy a kit to raise the rear tire, the spare tire, had to push it up a little bit.
Yeah, welcome to the lifted world.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't get a lift on. I just needed to get, I guess, a lift for the spare tire.
That's the next.
So we got that thing all, we got the thing squared away. So I go to the place, and the place is booked until like December 20th. So the guy's like, well, just drop the tire off and then we'll mount it and give you a call. So they called me and they get it back. So I get there and I'm like, I had court that day. I'm in a shirt and tie. And the guy's like, yeah, you have to be here at 2:45 or we can't mount the tire on the back. I'm like, seriously? So I'm like, screw it. So I go in there and I'm all ready to, like, you know, I get all the tools. I'm ready to go. And the guy's like, oh yeah, we had a cancellation. We can mount it for you. I'm like, oh, thanks. I thought I was going to be like mounting the tire and like a shirt and like all my nice clothes. And, you know, as soon as the tire touches you, you're covered in black. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Well, so to steer this back, because we are not a 4x4 podcast here, but or YouTube channel. Although, you know, when things get better,
that we do might ham radio and 4x4,
four wheeling and ham radio go hand in hand.
They do. Yes, they do. I can't deny that. Okay, so all right, fine. You steer me correct. So, all right. Anybody wishing for the next rig or the ultimate, under the tree gift this year that they either have bought or they're looking to buy or they want to buy or they, you know, they're kind of.
I want a Yaesu 705.
Yes, exactly.
When is it coming out?
Yaesu 705.
Put killer after it, please, and I'll totally off.
I really want that. I mean, it's gonna be. It's got to be coming out soon. I mean, they can't just
the FT 705.
Dude, yeah. I made a short a while back, which annoyed me to no end. Yaesu with their lovely, hey, let's release the 710. Good radio, nice SDR, cutting edge, in terms of technology and stuff. And then they go and they release this AESS version and then the field radio, which is basically just a speaker removed. $100 yeah. Speaker defines a field radio. Come on, please. That's just a marketing right. Gimmick that drives me up the wall. Ryan saying, yeah, the QRO model. I'm with you 100%, dude. They need to make that 891, into a waterfall. And, I don't care if it's got the guts of the 710, but it has to have a QRO. I mean, no doubt in my mind. I want to be able to learn to, work towards QRP, not BQRP. All right. So, anybody got the thing they're looking for, interested or you will be upgrading or, possible.
Well, I want to add that FX 4CR to my QRP collection. That's ever growing. That's a beautiful radio. Did you update the firmware recently? There's a new firmware I heard.
Oh, that's a rough sore subject for me. I'm an IT, so I hate upgrading firmware at all possible because I've bricked so many things in the 80s that I just, I've swore that unless there's a physical reason that it, compels me to do this, I am never going to upgrade. So my 891 has original factory firmware. All of my radios in my truck, everywhere else have factory firmware. The only thing that kind of gets away with the upgrades is the flex there because that's all really kind of software. But yeah, I have not upgraded unless, again, I haven't gone fully out in the field with this radio yet. I've done a little test here and there and whatnot, but I'm hoping that, I'm sure once I get out there, everything will be great, but, I might have to upgrade the firmware on that. Although it's really easy from what I understand.
Yeah, I saw a few videos because I was looking to buy that once it's available again, but looks rather simplistic and built really well, that radio. Very nice. And it also, the new update makes CW so much better. It makes that radio the best CW
CW again? I've never heard of it. I know the Bill who's in the chat there is rolling his eyes at me too. It's a poster I have over here on the wall. It tells me all of the letters. I will to CW, I promise, Bill. Okay. All right. Well, so the FX4CR is on the list. Now I was like, when I first originally had the option, I was looking at the FX4, was it, is it not the CR, it's the C, is it the FX4L, I think is the other one. It's a lower wattage, like 10 watts, but so pretty much all the same radio. So I don't know if he's producing both of those, but I knew he was fixing a firmware fix in that one. I got to go back up to his website and see, but both of those radios are really nice radios. So you can't go wrong either way.
Yeah, Bob says he's hoping for a flex under the tree. But
he disappointed. Oh, sorry, Bob.
Bob, you weren't good. Santa knows you're on the naughty list.
Yeah, that's a tall order for sure. Oh, no, no, here we go.
Uh-oh. That's true, though. It's true.
So, it does. Now, for myself, I love QRO. I absolutely 100% love QRO. Now, granted, when you're playing POTA, it really doesn't do you any benefit to run more than 80% because you're wasting power at that point. However, right, I've been looking at possibly going QRP. And that's where I've been looking at the true SDRs and the USDRs and all the, you know, the Chinese knockoffs and all that stuff. But I'm not sure, you know, like where do I put my money, you know?
You can have all the radios, Paul, eventually. You know, now till eternity, until you die. And then at that point, you can put in your will that I want them all buried with me.
You know, listen.
They do slowly grow around. See, they slowly grow around.
If I was getting divorced tomorrow and I was moving to a cabin in the middle of the woods somewhere, 100%, like, yes, I could have every radio that I ever wanted. But unfortunately, having a wife and a 13-year-old son still at home, can't do it.
A happy wife.
Well, that, yeah, I don't subscribe to that industry, but, you know, because that's becoming an industry on its own. So Arnold's looking for a KH1, which I would love that radio if it had sideband. But, you know, in essence, some of the reviews I've already seen with the, you know, the early release adopters, it's a great radio. I mean, for sure, its portability and just functionality. But, you know, once they work out the bugs, I think it'll be a really phenomenal radio and compete with the, you know, the KX3s and, you know, 2s and everything else in between.
Eric, what's that new radio you got again?
The FX4CR.
FX4CR. All right.
Yeah, by BG2FX. Yep. If you go up to his website, he has a mail list you can get on for when he actually does the next run. He usually does it in short supply or when he gets parts in and stuff like that. But he definitely, you know, he'll get you on there and, you know, make sure. Here's a little tip with this is that it screwed me over. Make sure you have his email address in your address book, because 9 times out of 10 he'll end up in the spam filter coming from Japan or from China. So, you know, if you want to make sure you get on the list and you're getting notifications from him, make sure you're on that clear white list for sure.
Well, you know, if Robert has an extra $500 kicking around and he wants to buy me a radio.
Well, Bill loves KS4W SWI. I love Thomas too as well. You know, you can actually, just a sidebar, if you're not a ham radio workbench listener, they're actually doing a contest sort of. You can hunt the ham radio workbench guys. So head over to their website, check them out, and you know, make sure you get a chance to hunt Thomas in that whole list. Cool. All right. So Smoking Ape said.
Oh, go ahead.
Make sure you get the amp, and you know, for sure the best amp. That's where, you know, this is one of those things where, especially when you don't run, you know, low power, you know, and you want to get the amp, this is where you're going to spend the money. So, you know, any suggestions or recommendations? I know Zygu makes a good, you know, cheap 100 watt or 50. Is it 50 watt or 100 watt amp? I can't remember. You know, Matt.
It's 100 watt. I got that actually in the other room.
Yeah, so great little amp, works perfectly well with both the Zygu and the 705. So I know a lot of folks, and there's a lot of reviews out there for that. So good on that one. And apparently Robert's selling his organs to get Paul a new radio. you know, there are easier ways. I just can't recommend all of them to, you know, get Paul's GoFundMe going there. We'll make sure that link's in the show notes after the show. Cool. All right. Well, any other interesting, you know, hopeful wish list items you want to, you know, add to your under the tree this year?
I want my go box built. I want my grounding done, and I want my antenna up.
You hear that, Ryan? That's a tall order. So, you know, you better deliver.
Yeah. I'm just going to show up with my with the case of beer that he wants, and I'm going to bring all my go box up and say, let's go. We're doing this.
So you're totally off topic just for one second, right? But regarding Ryan, right? Now, would it be inappropriate, because he offered me a flight, right? Would it be inappropriate to show up with a 12-pack and be like, "Hey, Ryan, here you go. Here's a, here's a 12-pack of your favorite beer. Let's go for a flight."
To entice him. You know, he's a professional pilot, so you know, those that might not know his backstory a little bit. So yeah, I would say 100%. You know, if he gives you the option to fly, go for it. He offered, and I'm not going to hold him to it, but he offered to do a double date with him and his wife and my wife to go down to the forgetting the island off the lower part of the Cape.
Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, Nantucket, to go for dinner. He was going to, take one of his private planes, fly down with us, go to Nantucket. I'm like, yeah, I'm all for it. My wife's like, I don't want to get into a private plane. what's your problem? This is a once in a lifetime deal. Right? He's a perfect, he flies, people around all the time.
I want to ride on the Gulf Stream. I'm like, come on, buddy. You can't sneak me on that one of these days, or don't you have to get it repaired or fly it down somewhere to pick someone up?
I'd be happy with that. Cessna.
That is a sweet. I don't know if you guys are in the plane, but that Gulfstream, and he tells me that thing is they don't cut back on anything. Anytime it gets he says the new one, they're ordering a new one. It's gonna have Elon Musk internet on it. What is that? Starlink.
Starlink. Space internet.
Heads up display. It's pretty awesome.
We've been toying with the idea, and this is just a sidebar, is that the Live Free and Ham crew wants to head out to Dayton this year or this coming year and whatnot. So if you want to help, definitely go to the Patreon and the Buy Us a Beer link and help fund Ryan, I, and Todd's flight out to Dayton.
Hey, what
and,
the hell?
That whole entire weekend. We'll throw you there's just four seats. Sorry, Matt. I apologize.
No worries. It's close to me.
Matt's got his own business. He could pay for his own ticket.
I know, right? Yeah. So we'll fly out that way, and we'll do the whole video. Whole video weekend. So if you want to see that happen, head over to the Patreon, head over the Buy Us a Beer links, and let's get this going. So anyway, all right, cool. Well, hey, I don't want to go too long here. We're a little bit over past the hour, but any last final things you might want to see under the tree, or you might buy even after Christmas, you want to round out as you kind of prepare maybe going into springtime, or with the hopeful of springtime, and put in your current go kits.
I want my work all states, and just I was watching the clubhouse, and those guys are going to be out this weekend in Alaska. Ooh. And I'm going to be all over them.
Nice.
KL7.
And I've been trying to reach that guy. I've been trying to get that guy for at least 6 months, if not longer. And sometimes I can hear him, but it's so weak, and I know he can't hear me. I'm just hoping that the band. He said he's gonna. They might do 10 meters, and that's a good shot. I might be able to get Alaska 10 meters. But I guess they're doing I guess they're snowmobiling out, driving out and hitting snowmobiles, and they're going into this park that's in the middle of nowhere, and they're gonna be there all weekends.
Now, Todd,
you got many.
Are you talking worked all states POTA, or are you talking worked all states phone?
No,
he only knows POTA.
Well, I've worked Alaska before. I worked Alaska while I was activating the park from the National Rail Trail, but they weren't in a park, so it doesn't count, right? Mm-hmm. To work a park in the state, and the only two I have left is Hawaii and Alaska.
Okay, yeah. So you're talking POTA, because I
worked the park in New Zealand, but I can't get Hawaii or Alaska. We'll figure.
Well, you might from Missouri if you're going to be working this week.
Louisiana, maybe.
Yeah, or
shoot at the antenna west, north and west.
It's just you're almost in the middle of the country, so you might have a little bit more of an advantage.
Maybe I'll set up in the hotel parking lot.
Anybody else have any of those deals? I mean, obviously, Taz is asking for a tall order there with all of his antennas and grounding and WAS and, whatever else. But anybody else got more realistic goals?
Well, hey, if anybody is looking to buy me gifts, there's a lot on the Chameleon website where you can piece little bits together. I currently own the M-Pass 2.0, all right? So, I just need another mill whip and the loop connector, and I could do a loop. The great thing about Chameleon is it's all super versatile, so anybody wants to buy me some Chameleon stuff, feel free to send it to me.
Do you want a gift card to Chameleon Store?
Yeah, right.
or if Chameleon's listening and they want to, have someone do field testing, Paul is fully available for all of those options.
More than willing. Reach out. Yeah, Eric's going to teach me how to edit videos so that I can start recording myself. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Eric, I'm going to go head down to PetSmart or Petco and buy him a Chameleon and drop it off. Merry Christmas.
Listen, Todd, I already got a bearded dragon. I don't need that shit.
Cool. All right. Well, all right. So either Todd or, Matt, you guys got any wishes or desires to see under the tree this year or, maybe going into the new year?
Todd? I just want the 4X CR once that ever comes available. Someone either get it for me or I'll be buying it myself.
Very cool. Very cool. Todd?
No, I'm just really glad, I got all you guys as friends and we've been doing ham radio. I've really gotten in. I mean, I never thought I'd get this far into ham radio. I thought I'd just be a repeater guy. And, now I'm doing podcasts, YouTube and live stuff going on YouTubes and Parks on the Air. And so, yeah, I just hope it just continues. And I hope we all get to keep playing radio and just gets better and better.
Come a long way from activating cool. Mines Falls there, huh, Todd?
Yeah. It's a park in Nashua for those of you guys that don't know.
Well, and it is actually just kind of a good tickler there for, staying, in the podcast there. Todd and I talk about our kilo going into that one not Mine Falls, but the rail trail, kind of similar area all good stuff. But I guess for me, the only one thing like Todd did for his, we worked all states. I want to get my kilo. I've got two parks that I'm very close to. And I just got to get my butt out and, get those activated. And so I'm hoping, I can get that before the end of the year to kind of start the new year off in a good, foot. But I got most of my radios. The only thing I would really love to see under the tree and based off of Paul's hey, let's do a group GoFundMe. I'm looking to get a, transverter. I want to get on, do some 2-meter EME or, 2-meter satellite stuff from the Flex. So, need a few other pieces there, but those, as everybody knows, when you get in transverters and stuff, they get pricey and expensive, especially if you need some good stuff. So that's on the, hopefully going into the new year, maybe, but we'll kind of sit back.
Don't you want your kitchen done?
Oh, the kitchen is done, dude. I'm happy.
Oh, it is?
I will hopefully not have to have this, green screen behind me in a while. You actually be able to see what the shack looks like.
I got your dining room table sitting in my dining room.
Yeah, Drew, roger that.
I'm going to get that out of my house for Christmas.
Very cool. All right. Well, cool, guys. So let's wrap things up here. So, any last parting words, anything obviously you guys want to throw out there? It's been great conversation and I've been enjoying it. And thanks to all the guys in the chat there. Ryan actually mentioned something really quickly that I wanted to just bring to attention. It's a 10-meter contest is coming up. So, definitely get involved in that. 10 meters is hopping, like Todd said earlier. So you don't want to miss out on that. As always, thanks for all those guys and gals that joined in the chat there. I appreciate you guys there. And, love to see you guys, continue to, support us. And as always, as I said, thanks for joining Live Free and Ham podcast community. Remember, if you haven't subscribed, you need to subscribe, pay attention. We're going to be doing our 100 subscriber giveaway soon during the Christmas episode that our live stream. If you haven't been part of the podcast, make sure you go and check that out and subscribe as well. So we've got some really great episodes coming up and you don't want to miss out on those. And as always, we love your reviews. And so if you want to head over to our iTunes page, you can definitely leave us a review there. And if you do, we will make sure we read it on our next episode. And you can go visit our website as always. You can get all of our contact information, social media, any of the other events that we might be doing going forward, as well as any of the content going forward. And like I mentioned before, if you want to see us go to Dayton, make sure you subscribe to that Patreon there and buy us a beer links, and we'll make sure that we bring you along for the ride and make it an in-person type thing. And it always helps us continue to grow the channel and continue to offer great content and other giveaways and a bunch of other stuff. So and as always, if last thing around, if you want to contact any one of us in the show, obviously for Todd and I, you can go to liftfreeandham.com. Matt, how can they get a hold of you?
QRZ email is good, or jump on Reliance Antennas and you can contact me there. Some guy was actually asking questions about just a handheld radio. And I'm like, well, I don't do anything for that, but I'll help you out. So I got him all set up with his Baofeng, the little Chinese radio. He had a question on it just out of the blue.
Baofeng! You made my heart sing!
The gateway drug to the ham radio hobby. All right, Paul. So thank you again, Matt, for being on. And Paul, how about you? How can they get a hold of you?
I guess I'm easy, right? QRZ. I don't have a custom web page or a YouTube channel or any of that nonsense. So for now, I'm super tech and savvy. Hit me up on QRZ. Send me an email. I'll gladly reply. Or hopefully I'll catch you on the air.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, again, thanks again for listening and watching us on the live stream and, being part of all the fun tonight. And we'll look forward to see you guys in our next month's live stream. And with that, from all of us tonight, 7-3.
7-3, guys. Thanks for coming.
7-3, everyone.